Ready now. Get up here and get. This is Elle.
And Em.
And Em. Hey, guys. We just wanted to pop on here this morning. We're out and about. Woo-hoo! And listen, we have a story to tell you because this is sponsored by us. Because we're the ones that sponsor us because nobody else will. Anyway, listen, we have been traveling. And
what a cruise.
Yes, we did. And if you've ever been to the airport, have you spent the night?
Have you spent the night for like literally 8 hours?
Yes. Well, we can say we have because of why, Em?
Well, because of my aunt.
Yes, this is correct. The woman booked our flight. We got in at midnight and we had to spend the whole night at the airport, okay?
So, from about 10:30 until 8 o'clock the next morning, we were rocking it in the airport.
And wait a minute. Let's not say that. It was the airport that was two airports away from any airport around, okay? So, we was hours away from other airports. This was a tiny, tiny airport.
Okay, fly in this airport.
The thing is, okay, yes, we tried to fly the cheapest flight.
Yeah.
Okay, and we did, I suppose. I don't know, because it was a god mess. And we get to this airport, and it shuts down at midnight. We have nowhere to go. We have nothing to do. We have no Uber to call. It is a mess. Everybody has quit working at this place at midnight. I'm telling you right now, if you've never seen such, you should have seen us. We didn't know what to do. Finally, there was this really nice security guard that came up and said, well, if you go up here to this terminal, there might be one or two more people up there, and there's recliners. We go up there, and there's nobody, and the chairs are harder than a brick bat.
They're worse than where we were.
Terrified. They do have cleaning crew there at night, okay?
Yeah, we did use the toilet when it's in.
Her aunt comes out, goes to the bathroom. The janitor puts a sign, do not enter, when her aunt is in there. Yeah. It was a mess. She never got out. The woman's chewing her out for going to the bathroom at midnight. Yeah. Wondering why we're in the flipping airport anyway, because we shouldn't be there.
We're the only freaking people there.
Finally, thank the Lord, we arose in the morning time, because God knows nobody slept. And everybody was upside down, and I just figured we were going to get
mugged. Oh, my God, my aunt started doing freaking yoga in the middle of the airport.
Yeah, who does this?
She needed to calm her nerves.
Terminal B, yes, that's where we were. She was doing yoga at 3 a.m. in the morning in the airport.
That's like some nut in the freaking airport.
Okay, have you ever experienced this? Well, we can mark that off our bucket list.
I don't think you should do it. I really don't.
I would not recommend this to no one. But it's very interesting what goes on in the airport at night. Nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing. It's just
escalators shut down. Rollers turned off.
Doors closed.
Would not suggest it to anyone.
No.
Never again. And then when you tell people where the airport is, they're going where is that? And I'm like, well, I don't know where the flip it is. I didn't know where I was myself.
Well, they're like, where is it at? We've never heard of that airport in our life. Well, guess what? We ain't either. We were there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys, you all have a great day.
Okay, bye. We're out and about.
See you guys.